Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sid City. It's your boy Gas. What's happening?
Oh, man, dude. I mean, it's sad,
But it's a beautiful thing at the same time because she saved her sister's life.
Yeah.
And changed her life forever. Huh?
I said was willing to sacrifice her own.
For her little sister, man. That's love, dude.
Right.
That is love, man. Little sister, 5 years old. She saw the truck and was like, fuck that. You ain't finna hit my baby sister. And took the hit herself.
Man, that is beautiful, man. I wish all the best. I hope she get well. I hope the injury, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's true love there.
That is beautiful, that really, man. I mean, you just don't see that every day, dude. That's beautiful, man. Hey, but we got somebody calling this in. See, what's up, Carl? Who is this?
This is Candy.
What's happening, Candy?
What's up?
What's going on? How you be?
What?
I say, how you be?
Oh, I be good.
Okay.
How y'all doing?
Chill like this.
We good. Sure. What's up, Miss?
Miss who?
Miss Bottom.
What's good? How y'all doing?
Hey, Bottom.
Hey.
Networking and politics. Okay, well, since we got y'all on here, we might as well get this underway. Check this out. I got a question for you.
Okay.
All right, now. I mean, sacrifice. When you think about sacrifice, sacrifice is a big thing to do in no matter what situation you look at it. But now, let's talk about sacrificing something for a relationship. I mean, we all been through it. We all done it. I know I've made a lot of sacrifices for relationships. But, I mean, if you have to think about one, what is a major sacrifice you done made for, you know, as far as relationship goes? I mean, do you feel like you have one? I'm going to start with you, Candy. You feel like you ever had to sacrifice anything for a relationship?
Well, I sacrificed 10 years probation. That's about really all I've done.
That's a hell of a sacrifice. That's a hell of a sacrifice. And it was all done out of love, right?
Well, you know, he was my baby daddy. You know, I couldn't. He had been in trouble before, and, you know, I knew that.
I mean, I'm upset. It was all done for love, right?
Sort of, kind of. It was basically done because, you know, me and him had been together so long, and it was for, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, I mean, I wasn't in love with him. I loved them, of course, but I wasn't in love with them.
So you sacrificed 10? Okay. I mean, regardless of the case, that was a huge sacrifice. I gotta say that was a huge sacrifice. But what about you?
Yes. It was years ago. I sacrificed, I don't want to say my relationship with people and my family for a relationship I was in.
So, I mean, let me ask you, did it work out?
Nope.
It didn't?
No.
So you regret that sacrifice you made?
I mean, I don't regret it. I mean, because it was an experience or whatever, but I mean, I would never do it again. I would never do it again, no.
I mean, when you say you'll never do it again, you'll never sacrifice anything again for a relationship? Is that what you're saying?
No, I would never sacrifice my losing my family for a relationship or losing my family for a relationship or my relationships with close people in my life.
Okay. Good point. But I gotta ask you this. I want to ask you this.
This was an ordinary situation. It was with another woman. So, you know, it was.
I mean, you know what? Whether it's woman or man, I mean, it's all. I mean, you love who you love. So, I'm not gonna even say that's not an ordinary situation. It was a situation for love. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, ain't nobody. Whether you with a man or woman, who are we to prejudge to say that that's not ordinary or, you know what I'm saying? But now my thing, what I want to ask you is, all right, you say you sacrifice, but when you make this sacrifice and you say, well, I won't ever do it again for my family, but, I mean, at some point do you ever look like, okay, I have to sacrifice because y'all don't want to accept? I mean, because you raised up a good point when you said, okay, it was a woman. So now you sacrificed because they didn't want to accept, right?
Right.
Okay, so now at some point do you look at it and say, all right, well, hey, y'all need, instead of me saying, well, I'm going to come back towards y'all way, I mean, if the situation ever came up, I mean, you said you would never do it again. You would never do it again because you off women, or you would never do it again, just period.
I never go about the way I handle it. I'll never go about it that way again. Like, I was ready to, but like, you know, I don't want to say I had a nasty attitude about it. I just felt, and I mean, I feel like sometimes people feel like that now, and that's how they're right to, you know, it's my life. If you don't like it, then you stay out of my way, you know what I'm saying? And but it also had an effect on, you know, my son, my sisters, you know what I'm saying, my mother. And if I were...
Well, now, I'm going to tell you, my personal opinion. When you said your son, yeah, after that, nobody else really matters. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, because granted, you're gonna put your seed before anything. But after that, I mean, if you can get past you and your child, whatever difficulties you and your child got, everybody else comes secondary. That's just my opinion. But, I mean, that's a hell of a... I understand what you're saying, though. That's a hell of a sacrifice, though. I mean, yeah, I can see a lot of people probably looking at you cross-eyed and crazy. That seemed like that was something... That seemed like that was a motherfucking burden.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What about you, dog? Anything you sacrifice for love, man?
Man, dude, I sacrifice a lot, man. Cribs. Everything. And most of the time that shit don't even fucking work. Then you got shot all over. The hard part is starting all over again. That's the hard. Because like when you get married and you get a divorce, the man doesn't get shit. You don't get the house. You don't get the car. You don't get nothing. You just get walking papers. And then you have to start all the way over again. That's all you get, man. You know what I mean? It's hard for a man to start over out here in this world, man.
I can feel you on that. Hold on, we got a new caller, dog. Sweetness, what's up, baby?
How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Hey, Sweetness.
What's good,
what's up, Sweetness? Hey, how you doing?
All right, baby. Tonight's topic is sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things you didn't sacrifice for love. You got one.
I sacrificed a lot, really.
I'll let you, boy. Give me something.
For me, it's kind of hard to explain, but I sacrificed a lot. Went out of my way completely, which I'll never do again.
Okay. All right, well, you know what? I hear everybody keep saying this, you know, they'll never do it again. Well, do anybody got on? I mean, I understand that. I understand that. Evidently, it's a touchy situation, so you don't want to speak on it. But have anybody sacrificed something and good came out of it?
I mean, I sacrificed for my kids. All good comes out of that.
Well, you know, well let me say it.
But you mean for, like, a relationship or whatever?
Yeah, for relationship.
Okay. I sacrificed the age difference, the embarrassment, my ego or whatever, and I ended up with a beautiful daughter.
Okay,
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing now. Mommy! That's a beautiful thing now. What about you, dog? Anything you sacrificed good came out of? Shit, for me, I sacrificed moving out of gear. Something good came out of that. Got to fuck up out of gear. Anything is good when you get up out of that rag.
Oh, goodness.
Come on,
don't
man.
Don't hang on Gary like that, please.
I'm just saying.
Nah, man.
I made one good sacrifice, man. The best sacrifice I ever made in my whole entire life was sleeping with my daughter's mother that one particular night. That's it. It's the only good sacrifice I got. All the rest of it was bad.
That wasn't a sacrifice. Your dick was hard. You wanted it, so why was you sacrificing anything?
No, that was a sacrifice.
No, come on, bro. Sacrifice.
Looking back on it in hindsight, that was a sacrifice.
Oh, come on, brother. Let's come on now. You know that's
okay.
Man, that was a heat of the moment.
You know
bad,
what I mean?
Man.
I sacrificed a night going to occasions for that dude. That was a sacrifice. I could have went to the strip club.
Oh, Lord Jesus. No, he didn't just say that. No, he didn't just say that. He's saying oh,
well, you loved her enough to marry her and to have her fucking
I didn't marry
her.
No, I didn't marry her. I married somebody else.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't marry her. But that's my sacrifice. That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
Hey, yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess. Well, I mean, me personally, I sacrifice a lot. And, I mean, some things panned out, some things didn't. I mean, would I change them? No, I don't think I would, because the simple fact is, I mean, I look at everything I sacrificed as a learning experience. I mean, I haven't got to the one point where, hell, I sacrificed my friends. You know what I'm saying? I sacrificed all my friends, you know what I'm saying, to be in a relationship.
And how'd that work out for you?
I mean, shit. And I got two beautiful daughters out of it. And it taught me how to stand on my own two feet. It taught me that I can't grow up by myself, I'm going to leave out by myself.
That is the truth right there. When we die, we die. We die, we go by. Came in by ourselves, we leave by ourselves. Can't take nothing with us.
I'm sorry, but they come, man. I can't turn it and look at you and he did that. He told me to do it. I mean, like I said, and in hindsight, to look back on it, it was a learning experience. I mean, we ain't got to go deep into detail, but hell, you know what happened. Hell, I felt like a man without a country for a minute. Didn't nobody want to be my friend?
Hold on, man. Let me flip the script. What wouldn't you sacrifice for a relationship?
What?
What wouldn't you sacrifice for a relationship?
I wouldn't sacrifice kids. Let's take out the kids out of the equation because everybody
right,
has
exactly.
the first thing. Here.
No kids. No kids at all. But what else?
What else would I wouldn't sacrifice? You know, that's a good question, dog. I mean, but when it comes to love, you never know what you would sacrifice. So I'm going to be honest with you, dog. I really don't have an answer for that. I mean, like I said, with the exception of kids, and we're not going to use that, I really don't know, man, because you do strange things when you're in love. You sacrifice things that you never thought you would.
Amen.
So I don't know, man. I don't have an answer for that. I don't think it's nothing that I wouldn't sacrifice. I mean, if I love that person that much, with the exception of the kids.
Sometimes you even sacrifice your family for a relationship.
You said what now, sweetheart?
I said sometimes you sacrifice your family for a relationship.
Right, but
in what
way? You sacrifice?
Huh? Like if, you know, like sometimes, you know, a family member or the whole family don't accept who you with for whatever reason they may have. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing but a bunch of arguing and a bunch of drama and shit like that, but you still steady, you know, being with them and shit. You know what I'm saying? You making a sacrifice. You know, and it's not so much you choosing him over your family. It's just, you know, you living your life. You living what you want to do and who you want to be with, regardless of what anybody, how they feel or what they say. To me, that's a sacrifice also.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. But I think his question was, what wouldn't you sacrifice? What wouldn't you say? What would you draw the line at?
My kids.
We already said kids is not it. Everybody know kids are first and foremost. So excluding your kids, what wouldn't you sacrifice?
I mean, really, that's a hard question because, I mean, that depends, you know. Is he willing to make sacrifices, you know what I'm saying, to be with me for whatever reason? I mean, that's a hard question. I really can't. You know, because my heart isn't the same as it used to be, so I really can't answer that question.
Let's just say, for instance, he's willing to sacrifice everything. He's everything you want. He's willing to sacrifice anything and everything is possible. Would you go to those same extremes?
Yep.
Bada, would you?
I'm not sure what would happen, but I couldn't sell my soul for a relationship. I couldn't sacrifice my soul.
You ain't gonna sell your soul for no relationship. It ain't that deep.
Father, come on, no Illuminati tonight, baby. We're not even talking. None of that tonight.
Okay. So I really don't know. I really don't know what I would, because I'm kind of controlling, you know. And if I'm not in control of my situation, I feel uncomfortable. I don't know what I can accept and what I can't. Until I'm in that situation.
First step is admitting it.
Well, I know that I'm controlling.
Like I said, the first step is admitting it. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, now come on, people. Now we all adults here. We grown ass people. We not young adults. We grown. We grown folk now.
I ain't sacrificing my job for nobody. Fuck that.
You ain't sacrificing your job. Okay, I understand. Why wouldn't you sacrifice your job, though?
Because it's too damn easy. Why would I give up an easy ass job, dude, to go do some bullshit? Nah. She have to move in with me. I ain't sacrificing my job or my career. I ain't falling to that trap no more. She got to move in with me. That's it. I'm not giving all that stuff up again. It's too hard to start over.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now, if she got an apartment and I got an apartment, she got to give hers up. Now, if she got a house, that's different. You know, if she's a homeowner or something like that, I will give up my apartment. But if she got an apartment, I got an apartment. She got to give hers up.
Wow.
You know what, dog? I got to tell you, that's some real shit right there. That's some real shit. I never thought about that. But you know what? That's some real shit. Because I've gave up a house before. And that's some real shit. I honestly can say that I'll never do that again. I will never give up a house again.
Right. Because then as soon as she puts you out, you the one got to go. You know, call the police, you got to go out of your own crib, but you got to leave. I ain't falling to that trap no more, man. I'm sorry. But I'm not giving my job or my apartment, not for a relationship.
You must have had a bad experience with that father time.
Yeah, I have. I gave everything up and got put out. What a fucked up ass feeling. I sacrificed everything. And I ended up having to start all over again. It's hard starting over.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
I know.
It's easy for women because, you know, women, you know, they got a lot of programs for women. There ain't too many programs out there for men that's starting over. It's not.
Hold on a minute. Now, see, the whole thing about it is I'm a single parent with four kids, and it's not easy for me. I can't just walk up into a place and be like, look, I need me a crib. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They ain't going to just hand me one.
Hold on, sweetheart. I'm not saying it's that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they have more programs for women. That's a fact. Than they do for men that's starting over. They do. It's a fact. That's true. You know what I mean?
Depending
so
on
you
where
sacrifice
you're at.
Your crib and everything, and then it doesn't work out, 99% of the time it's usually the man that's leaving the house or the apartment or wherever you guys live together at. It's usually the guy that's leaving. Right? 99% of the time, it's usually the guy that's got to go when a relationship don't work.
Because 99% it's the woman's crib.
How is anybody supposed to take a shower now?
That's what I'm saying, because the men, we sacrifice our cribs to move in with y'all. You see what I'm saying? It all ties in together. We move out of our shit.
Well, I tell them up front, your best bet is to keep paying rent where you stay at, because you might be gone any time or any day.
So what? That's a relationship I don't even want to get into. Why would I want to even get in that kind of relationship in the first place? If we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
And I'm letting you know up front.
But that's a relationship that's not going to work from the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm going to move in with you and keep paying my rent someplace else? That don't even make no sense.
I gotta agree with you. I'm not finna. Hell no. I'm not. You tell me. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. You need to keep paying your rent where you at. Well, I tell you what. Me and you just gonna keep fucking because we ain't got no type of relationship.
There's no reason. I mean, really, really, when it's all said and done, the only reason why we're supposed to be living together is because we're husband and wife. That's really when it's all said and done.
Wait, butter. Come on now, let's not hit the religious hour,
I'm not hitting the religious hour. I'm just stating a fact that.
Somebody coming with this, but now we all know. Okay, we know what we're supposed to do, but now we know everybody don't follow those guidelines all the time.
And when it's all said and done, most women, and I'm not gonna say all, but most women would prefer that if she's living with a man, that's her husband. I would prefer that my husband.
I'm not gonna.
I didn't say everybody. I said most women. So
I know. I'm just saying what I want.
But what I'm saying is, in a situation, I feel like. I'm dating someone and he has a house. I have an apartment. I'll never tell you to give up your house and come stay with me. Because who's to say if we're going to end up together? I'm not going to tell you that. If you're a roommate with somebody, if you living with somebody, or you have an apartment, I'm not going to tell you to break your lease to come move in with me. If it's meant for us to be together, when that lease is up, then you can come move in. I'm not going to tell you to sacrifice stuff like that to be with me. No.
Well, why he got to move in?
He'll fall in love and he'll be in there within a week.
Y'all keep saying, why does the man always have to?
He can stay in my house all he wants to. That doesn't mean that he has to, you know, give up his property to be with me.
Later, all his clothes will be up in there and he'll be moved in without you even realizing.
That has nothing to do with his property. That has nothing to do with his property, sweetheart. If
yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, of course he ain't going to tell you, come stay with, or I'm going to come stay with you. If he's got a house, he would be dumb for leaving a house for a fucking apartment.
Yep.
Anyway.
Damn sure. Yeah, that's a bad decision. That's definitely
you know what
a bad
saying?
Decision.
You would
yeah.
go with him.
But there are people that do it. There are people that do it.
Well, there
are
very
few. If there is any out there, it's very few.
Well, I'm just saying that's a bad decision. People make bad decisions
mm-hmm.
every day. You learn from them.
Right.
Yep.
But still, though, how come y'all seem to believe that the man is always going to move in with y'all? That ain't necessarily true, because I ain't never moving in with another woman. She can move in with me.
I'm not moving in with a man ever.
Well, for me, I can only speak for myself, but for me, I'm not finna make no move for no man. You know, for one, I got me and four kids to pack up. And 9 out of 10 men, they got kids, you know, they don't have custody of them, the mama got them, or they just see their kids on the weekends or whatever. But it's a lot easier for you to make that move than it's easy for me to make that move.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to do this, you know what I'm saying, you could just bounce on over to my crib. And that's just how it is. That's how I feel. I've made a move for a man before, and I won't never do it again.
Financially, it may be cheaper for you to move in with him.
No, never.
What's your argument now?
Never.
You paying $1,000. You paying
$1,000. No, I won't never pay $1,000.
He paying set. God, I'm just making a point, sweetheart. Dude. Never mind.
Right.
This is what I'm.
Whoa, wait. Hold on. First of all, now, y'all, I understand what y'all saying, but it seems like y'all trying to come down on the fellas a little hard now. I mean, every man ain't this motherfucker that just want to lay up on y'all and think that, you know, drink your, smoke your square, drink your liquor, you know what I'm saying, to fuck you all day and play the Xbox. I mean, y'all, that's how y'all putting the, like, I mean, I don't know if this is the past situation, but, I mean, every man ain't like that. I mean, is anybody on here trying to look for love, or it's just fuck it? We're just going to be some bitter-ass women the rest of our life.
I mean, I feel like I'm not going to move into a man's home unless that is my husband. That's just how I feel. That's how I've always felt. Now,
okay, I understand that. I understand you saying that. Well, I mean, just like my man was trying to, what he was trying to say was that in some cases, it might come out cheaper for him to move in with you. It might come out cheaper for you to move in with him. I mean, you can never say never, because the situation might arise where you might fall down and he doesn't pick you up. I mean, what you going to do? You going to sit there and sit on the curb and say, no, I ain't going to move in with no man. I mean, if your situation down and, I mean, he doesn't pick you up, you ain't going to move in?
I mean, if he's the only one to help, I would try to help myself first.
Okay, it just ain't working right.
And if it ain't working right, then of course I'm gonna take that blessing. But that's not gonna be my choice. I'm saying that's a circumstance that will make me have to move in with him. But if we date and you know, if my lease is about to be up and I have a choice to write a new one or move in with him, I'm going to write a new one. I would rather stay in my own shit than to move into his house.
Hold up. You know what? I'm going to tell you what I hear. It pains me to hear this, but I'm hearing a bunch of bitter women on the phone. I mean, because we talking objectively. We're not talking about this was going to really happen. We just saying, hypothetically speaking, but y'all just coming off like these bitter women that just hate men. Why is that?
I don't hate men. I don't hate men at all.
I mean, y'all can fool me. Because it just sounds like a bunch of bitter women on the phone. And
I don't know why I sound bitter. I just feel like I would rather stay in my own until that moment till I know that this is what it is.
Okay, ask me this. How would you ever know? How would you ever know? Because first of all, you've already just made the statement that you're controlling. So how would you ever know that this is the best situation for you when you keep trying to control everything? How would you know?
Not to bring religion in it, but God will let me know.
No, you know what? God didn't probably let you know a couple of times, and mm-hmm. you didn't. Because I'm pretty sure there's some brothers that didn't walk past you that you didn't look at like, damn. Wait a minute, he married her, or he did this?
You know what, there was a couple of times where I pushed people away purposely, not purposely. Well, I pushed a couple of people away purposely, and there was a particular person that I didn't push away purposely, but I saw it as it happened that I was pushing him away, but it was too late then, and he moved on and got married, but... He's happy. So I'm happy for him. That don't mean I'm not gonna be happy in my future.
Hold on, I didn't say you're not gonna ever be happy in your future. But my thing is this: have you ever sat back and said, "Well, damn, maybe just if I change my ways, or I don't think so demanding, or something of that nature, maybe." Maybe that right guy will come.
You know what? That's true. And I have changed some of my thinking.
Shit, I can't tell.
I was worse than this. If you think this is bad, I was worse than this. So, you know. But at the same time.
Hold on. We got a caller. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, this is Prissy Girl.
Hey, Prissy Girl.
Hey, how are y'all?
What's happening?
I have a couple comments to make regarding the subject. I lived with a guy. I had my own place, and we lived together for 3 months, and he put me out. And I'm like, oh, hell motherfucking no. I will never do that shit again.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's where, you know, sometimes it goes back to the past experience.
So here we go, another bitter woman on the phone.
I'm not bitter.
Oh, we got to be better.
I'm not bitter.
Why do we have to be
bitter,
though? We're just saying how we feel.
Wait a minute. Whoa. First of all, let's have a...
The only time I'll move in with another man...
Wait a minute, hold on, we all grown. Let's talk to each other without yelling. I'm not yelling at nobody. Let's all talk to each other without yelling. Thank you, that's all. Now, Ms. Prissy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
When I said bitter, I mean it's like that's what every other person on the panel tonight is saying. They not finna do that. I mean, I understand you might have made that one mistake with that man. I mean, or he made a mistake, or he fucked up. But every man shouldn't get penalized for it.
They're not getting penalized for it. I'd rather have my own shit. And the only reason I'd move in with a man is if he put a ring on my finger. That's the only reason.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I understand that concept. I understand that. But now, my thing is this. Okay, like Father Time said, I mean, some situations may be like, well, it's cheaper to go this way than that way. I mean, now, okay, let's just say he put the ring on your finger. He put the ring on your finger and he said, well, baby, look here. We engaged, we finna get married. Ain't no sense of both of us having, trying to come both of these apart. His place is more convenient. Do you go?
It depends on how quickly we're going to get married.
You know what, man? Hold on, dude. All right, y'all, we're going to go to a song right quick.
The remix.
Same old shit, just a different day. I here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, baby need some shoes.
Okay.
Times are getting hard, that's what I'ma do. I'm on South Beach with that top off. Bad bitch and her ass off. Something out of that catalog. She introduced to that lockjaw. And I think her name was Lisa. Or maybe it was Sheila. My Chevy sitting too high. I call that with Khalifa. And I'm all about the new Franklin. Ain't talking Aretha. Bitch, my league too major. I'm hip hop Derek Jeter. And I'm still feeling my pocket. Big bass and it's knocking. Yeah, this be that remix. But still ride around with that rocket. Nigga, welcome back to my household. We the best, we that loco. 100 grand for that neck glow. All about the dinero, nigga flow so retarded. We be getting all that. Oh, King Wasabi and be me Ross, we did party. Cause it's the same old shit, just a different day. I here trying to get it, each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard, that's what I'ma do.
Diamonds, that's me, nigga. No, you bitches can't hit my beat. Choppers only think free, nigga. Step to me and I teach you. Somebody text this preacher. Straight drop in my beaker. Ace knock in my speakers. Last night I counted 1 mil. This morning, 150. Pussy niggas can't count me out. Don't make me hurt your feelings. I V12 for Jetty. Jet blue, forget it. Rolex embedded. With princess and bigot.
Yeah.
Same old brick. But it's different, yeah.
Funk,
yeah,
master,
on
master,
my seven
flex,
tray.
Same old shit, just a different day. Out you trying to get it, each and every way.
Wait.
Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting
hard,
guess what we gon' do? Hustle,
hard.
Okay, my black card in my pocket. Riding around in that Gotti. Pistol off of my boxes. I ain't got time to be boxing. Got a red bone, she look tropic. If she fuck me right, then she shopping. Young money, we popping. I eat these rappers, Anthony Hopkins. See that V-neck, that's Polo. Grilled up like Ocho. Chuck Taylors with no socks. You niggas chicken, pollo. Nigga live on Sundays. King of Diamonds Monday. Swagger just dumb. Call it Kelly Bundy. Got a big house with a backyard. Fish tank with sharks in it. Real nigga, I'm authentic. I fuck the bitch and she sharp with it. Got a bad bitch who be bartending. Couple homies that gang bang. I get on anybody track and hit that bitch with that Wayne train. Free my nigga T.I. Sue to the beehive. Got a G6 and a G5. You pussy niggas, you feline. Don't stop the party.
we be getting all it. Whoa, Kim and Sorry, I'm with Mac Fugas and Molly, cause it's same old shit, just a different day. Out just trying to get it each and every week.
Wait,
mama need a house, baby need some shoes. They want that car to fold, bitches coming soon.
Same old shit, just a different day. Out here trying to get it each and every way. Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard. Guess what I'ma do? Do hard.
Alright, welcome back. Hey, that motherfucker said he got a fish tank with sharks in it. I like that shit.
I have a question.
I got a fish tank with sharks in it. That was nice.
Chad,
do it.
I have a question.
What's up?
I didn't like that song at all.
You said what?
I didn't like that song at all.
You didn't like what?
I didn't like that song at all.
Okay. Oh, well. What was your question?
My question is, you know, like all of us females on the show, you know, explaining how we feel and stuff, and then like other times saying he would never, you know, give up his apartment for a female. But when we express how we feel, then we being bitter. How come Father Time ain't being bitter because of how he says how he feels?
Right.
First and foremost, he didn't say it with attitude. I mean, everything y'all saying, y'all coming just straight.
Man, come on, Cass. Come on now.
Come on what? I mean, I'm just telling the truth. I mean, what we was talking about was just, I mean, we was just talking about, about things.
Well, basically, we were talking about sacrifices, but we got somebody new to the show, y'all. What's happening, caller? Caller, who this?
This looks good, man. This looks good.
What's up, dog?
What's good, man?
What's going on?
Good, man. What are you talking about?
All right, hold on for a second. Okay, I found it. All right, man, we talking about sacrifices, dog. What sacrifices are you willing to make for a relationship?
Don't know, not in one.
What I'm saying, if you was in one, I mean, what would you sacrifice? Would you say, all right, let's say you got a crib, she got a crib. Y'all going to get together. Y'all going to try to make it work. You give up your crib, or do you move in with her, or do she move in with you?
Oh, hell no. She don't have to move in with me. I ain't never moving in with a chick again.
Okay, well, wow. Now, let me ask you. I'm gonna ask you the same question I asked them. What if in the situation it was just more convenient? It was more convenient for you to move in with her. I mean, let's just say y'all engaged. It's more convenient to move into her house than it is to be at yours.
Then I'd not be selfish and move in with her. Then that's just me being selfish, saying she have to move in with me, but. Not be selfish, I have to move in with her. If we was engaged and I was deep in that relationship like that, that would just have to be a sacrifice I have to make.
Good answer.
Candy, you care to elaborate on that one? I didn't coerce him to say that.
Why are you picking me first?
Well, I admit it.
I mean, I don't have, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've sacrificed things, and, you know what I'm saying? I've moved a man in or whatever the case may be. I mean, I ain't got no problem with it.
Okay.
You know,
that's a good thing. Hold on, man. That's a good thing. That's a good ask. You moved a man in. But would you be willing to move in with that man? Would you be willing to sacrifice your crib for that man?
Yeah. If like he said, if the man, you know, if everything's going right,
and, you know, he's everything I want, and every, you know, he's doing, you know what I'm saying?
But without that ring on your finger, baby, everything could go wrong. Something could go wrong, and then you're
but
out.
But I mean, in that area,
you know how many people are divorced, girlfriend? Marriage ain't shit.
What man do you think going to marry you if he ain't never lived with you? A man's not going to marry you if he ain't never lived with you.
But
so
my
you
thing
can't
is,
say, I'm moving in when he put a ring on my finger, because ain't no man going to propose to you if he ain't never lived with you.
But my thing is, Father Time, are you still married?
No, I'm divorced.
Okay, see, divorce is very high nowadays. Just because he got a ring on your finger, he can move you in 2-3 years down the road. He's like, he don't want to be with you no more. You done caught him cheating or doing some other shit.
No,
so a ring ain't got nothing to
do
with it. Marriage ain't got nothing to do with
it. Who's going to get the house? You are.
No, it does not. Marriage ain't nothing. It ain't
about
nothing.
Hold on. If I'm even thinking about marrying you, number one, we already living together. Number one. Because I gotta know who you are before I even ask you the question of let's get married. And we can't do that on dates.
And then why marry me? Why
how you live?
Why marry her if you got her living in your house? You she living with you, she getting a coochie anytime you want to, she cooking for you, washing clothes. Why marry
every man isn't like that. Every man isn't like them. Every man ain't looking for just a woman to be in the crib. I mean, you could get that anywhere. Most of them looking for their mate. See, that's why y'all got it twisted. Y'all got it twisted. Y'all lumping all men in the same category. Hell of us ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? Number one, if I move you into my crib, okay, I'm already thinking things. I already got my plan together. I just wanted to see how you live. I mean, if you're going to be my wife, I need to know. Do you keep the crib clean? Do you wash dishes? Do you wash clothes? I need to know this kind of stuff before I marry you. I can't know that.
And
if
she does not do those things, then what?
Then she's not wife material.
Well, what if she does those things until you get married and then she becomes a big-ass slob? What you going to do then?
That's why they
I'm
got
saying,
counsel.
What is he? I'm talking about
talk
what is he gonna do if she doesn't do the things pre-marriage? What are you gonna do about it? Are you gonna keep her there?
I'm not
gonna
mess
her
with her. I'm looking for my wife. I'm looking for
I
my wife.
I know that, but if you move somebody in there thinking she's gonna do all this, you're checking her out, basically feeling her out. It's a trial basis, and you don't like what you see, then what are you gonna do? Are you going to stay with her
one,
or are you going to put her out?
Number one, it's not a trial basis, because if I ask you to move in, I already got a feeling about you in the first place. Because I'm peeping everything you do while we not living together. When I come over to your crib, I'm looking to see if it's clean. Because if you invite me over to a dirty-ass crib, you don't keep a clean crib anyway. Because what's the first thing your mama tell you to do when company coming over? Clean the fuck up. Clean up. Because you don't invite people over to a dirty-ass crib. You just don't do that. And if you do that while we're dating, why the hell am I going to make you my wife for? That don't make no sense. Come on now. You can't say, well, I ain't moving a man to the ring on my finger. You ain't going to never move nobody in, because a man ain't going to just come out and say, marry me, just so he can move in. Fuck that. Men don't do that shit.
Marriage.
Not all men, and y'all thinking about these bad
men
relationships.
Men do that. You're saying that all men, we're putting all men in a category. Men do
y'all
do that.
Yes. Some men do. Not all men. All men don't do
all
that.
All respect.
You know, there's a such thing as a good man. There are good men out there. You know what I mean? It's y'all's job to figure out who that good man is. Because he's going to show himself, but it all depends on your definition of a good man. You know what I'm saying? Some women's definition of a good man is that motherfucker out there that's hustling. That's selling all the dope in the city. That's a good man to her. Some women like those kind of men. Some women want a man that work 9-to-5. It all depends on your definition of a good man. Just because you found a couple of bad ones, that don't mean the rest of us like that. All men ain't like that. I ain't like that. I'm not no hustler. I ain't no thug. I ain't none of that shit. But I consider myself a good man. I'm a good catch for somebody. Point blank, period. Now we can move on to the next subject if y'all want. I mean, y'all just trying to dog me, and that ain't cool. All men ain't like that. There's some good dudes out here.
I'm not saying there are. I know that there are many good men out there.
Well, you ain't going to find him if you expect for him to put a ring on your finger before you live with him. You ain't going to never find that, brother.
You just said that there's some out there.
Hold on. We got somebody. Jadeen, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just walked out of class. I couldn't take it no more. Huh?
You ain't say the baby sick or nothing? You just walked out?
Well, I had to take a break. I just can't be sitting there that long like that.
Oh, okay. Well, so far what we came up with that candy, butter, I don't know so much about sweetness, pretty girl, they all believe that men ain't shit. So
I never said that.
Never came out of my mouth.
That never came out of my mouth either. I never said that.
Never once.
No.
What was y'all talking about living together? I didn't catch it. Living together and what? What were you guys talking about?
Moving in.
All right, brother, can you run that down real quick?
Basically, what would you sacrifice? Would you sacrifice moving in?
Now, I didn't tell y'all. We don't open this. We going to do this all day.
Okay, Jeanine, let me ask you a question, Jeanine.
Okay. Can you just,
Okay, you with a guy, right? You're gonna take your relationship to the next step, right? Now, financially, it's easier for you to move in with him.
If for me to move in with him?
Right, it's easier for you to move in with him financially.
Yeah, if that's the situation, yeah, I can do that.
So you wouldn't have no problem going to the crib?
No.
See, that's all it's about. Financially, if it's easy to move in with a man, then you move in with a man.
You breaking up, dog. Breaking up.
Yeah, that's a bad echo.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about now?
Okay, so now let me ask a question while he's getting himself together. Now, okay, ladies, here's a woman that's been on the show many a times that says, okay, I don't see the problem. Now, what do y'all say to her? I'm gonna start with you, Candy.
Now, didn't you just hear me say that I would move in with a man and you want to pick on me?
No, I didn't hear you say it. No.
Obviously, you weren't listening because I said I've moved a man in and I will move in with a man. I don't see no problem with it.
She did say that.
Okay, all right. But what about you?
I mean, that's her choice. I'm not downing her for her decision.
All right, but now give her the cons that y'all gave me. That's what I want to hear, the cons that y'all gave me.
I mean, I don't know how old her children are, but, you know, you bringing children.
Holy shit. Now, here's a simple scenario. Y'all went down. Y'all done jumped down, man. Here's the whole thing.
No, there ain't no y'all in that.
I'm special.
You twisting shit all up to make it seem like somebody been down and so nobody. Ain't nobody down nobody. Ain't nobody accused nobody of nothing. I just said that if it, for me, I want to be, if I'm going, if I would, like, when you made the comment, I said that I would not be with someone, I would not move into somebody's house unless we're getting married. Now, when you made the comment about putting on the ring, and if he, once he put on the ring, would you move in? You didn't ask me would I move in. I would move in because then that that person I'm going to be marrying. You know?
Thank you. Okay. That's exactly what I said.
No, whoa.
And that's not the case either. That might not be the case when you move in together. When you move in together, you might realize you don't want to be with that person.
Exactly.
But
so
see,
why am I going to put a ring on your finger?
But my thing is,
we ain't even live together yet.
To me, that ring don't mean nothing.
We might not live together, but I'm pretty sure there's times where I got an overnight bag and I'm staying at your house for days at a time. I'm pretty sure spending weeks at a time, or you come over here and spend a few weeks at a time here, or I come over there and spend a few weeks at a time there. I'm pretty sure me moving in is not going to be too much of a change.
Wait a minute. Have you ever heard the saying, you never miss a poor person until you live with them?
That's right.
Exactly. It's always
never
different. It is always different.
And ain't no man going to propose to no woman that he is not living with. No man's going to do that.
Yes, he will.
Yeah, he
no,
will.
He may propose.
I've been
told
by men that I wasn't living with.
Nope. I guarantee you, if he do propose, I guarantee you, within another month, you guys gonna be living together. It ain't gonna be no.
That's what I'm saying.
We gonna be engaged for a year, and then we gonna move in together.
That's exactly what I said.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's exactly what I
said.
If
we engaged, and he put a ring on my finger, I have no hesitation to move in with him because we are getting married. Now, if it doesn't work, then that's the mistake that happens afterwards. But I would not make the mistake of moving in with somebody that I'm not planning to live my life with.
Exactly.
But that's an obligation. I see that as an obligation. And I see that as if you're saying you're going to marry me and we plan on spending the rest of our life together, I want to know who you are first. I want to know your ins and outs and everything about you. And if that takes living with you, then that's what I'm going to do because I need to see first. I'm not going to make that commitment without seeing first.
Right.
That's just
all
how I feel.
99% of the brothers ain't putting no rings on no fingers unless they living with you. Period.
That is not a true statement.
Well, I have to go back to class. See y'all later.
Bye, Janine.
Hold up. Miss Chrissy, you keep saying that's not a true statement. Okay, what's so wrong about this statement? I really want to know.
What are you talking about?
You keep saying that the statement's not true. What's not true?
That a man will not put a ring on a woman's finger before they move in together.
Have you been through that?
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
You got married?
Yep. Before
that's
we live
like
together.
That's that 1%. 99% of the brothers ain't going to do that shit.
So he married.
We already been living together. We already living together before I propose.
Oh, man. Hold on. So wait a minute. Now, what you saying? Now, let me get this right. This brother, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got together, you know what I'm saying? Y'all did it. You put a ring on your finger, y'all got married, right?
Right.
So in other words, he wasn't all bad then, right?
Right.
Oh, okay, I rest my case. Because I mean,
yeah, she gotta explain it to her, man. She gotta explain it.
Because you've been on here talking about, I mean, you've been on here saying. You pretty much, I'm not saying that this is how you feel, but what I'm getting out of this is that you feel like every man ain't worth shit.
Who, me?
Yes, you. You along with everybody else.
No, I didn't say that.
No, not everybody else.
No, I didn't say that.
Nobody says that. I haven't heard not one person say that.
But I'm not that butter. Please, baby, please. Now, for the sake of argument between Candy and Sweetness, both of y'all sound just alike to me. So y'all need to be saying, well, which one of y'all saying that I ain't saying that? Because y'all sound just alike. I'm sorry.
Y'all do sound alike. I can't tell y'all's voice a part.
I don't know what. That's why when you keep saying that, I'm like, I don't even know who the hell's saying that.
Well, Candy's the one that said she don't mind living with a man or a man living with me. Either way it goes, I'm cool with it. You know, because you said if he's the right guy, if he's the guy you wanted,
you know, that's different.
I wouldn't mind chancing that.
That's different.
But you can't
that's not a chance.
Right,
that's not a chance I'm willing to take.
Hold on. How can you know he's the right guy unless you live with him? You gotta live with him first to know he's the right guy. You got to.
No, they can come over here and spend time.
I'm not saying the right guy to marry.
I'm saying the right guy.
If he's the guy that I'm digging.
No, I'm not talking about a bear too.
Go.
No, Candy, I'm agreeing with you, sweetheart. Sweetheart, I'm agreeing with you. I'm talking about the other ones. Chrissy Butter, Sweetness. You can't get to know no guy that's going to come over to the crib once or twice a week.
No.
You can't get to know him. You don't know that dude. You got to live together. You got to know the ins and outs of a person.
Okay, I got a question. So does this mean, like, every guy that I date, I got to move them in with me so I can get to know them?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Hold on. Do you feel like you're going to marry every guy you date?
No.
That was crazy.
No.
Oh, okay then.
I'm just like he said, he's looking for a marriage. And I said, if I'm looking for the same thing, then I'm asking a question. I'm not trying to get the sarcasm from Cass today. I'm asking a question, so like everybody else.
Okay, and I'll answer your question. I'm talking about, if this is somebody we've been dating for a while, and I think in my heart that she might be the one that I want to be with the rest of my life, we're gonna move together. I'm not saying that's you. Every single woman I meet.
Well, that's your opinion. That's you.
Huh?
That's your right.
That's my right.
That's your right to think like that.
So you saying he's just gonna ask you to marry him and y'all just gonna get married then move together?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
That's exactly my whole point.
I'm not giving up my apartment
okay,
to move in with somebody that may or may not work out, and then I be ass out.
I'm not gonna get engaged to somebody. I'm not gonna get engaged to somebody and not know that it's and not feel like it's gonna work out. So if I get engaged to you,
but you can't determine what's gonna happen. That could go either way. It doesn't matter how.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, sweetheart. Wick, finish your statement, brother. I know you ain't said nothing all night, so go ahead and say what you got to say, bro.
I was just saying, either way it goes, you know what I'm saying? If you live with them, you don't, you still ain't going to know that person. So they going to get married. He say, married me. They got married. They live together. Now, what if he turned out to be an asshole? Be a wife beater. Then what you going to do?
Exactly.
Good point.
But you don't know this because you ain't lived with
him.
Good point. Ladies, that's a
great-ass
point.
A wife beater will beat you before you guys get married.
No. I didn't watch the shows now. I watch a lot of doggone shows now. That snap stuff is a female show about y'all females killing dudes. She said she didn't know that he was sweet as pie until they got married. When they got married, then he became controlling.
So they living together. The whole time they living together, he never put his hands on her. So
he put his hands on her, not till they got married.
So that's what I'm saying. So she moved in with him to find out what type of person
he is. No. She didn't live with him. They were girlfriend and boyfriend. He proposed, then they moved in together. They put the right house in tape. You know, we get married, then we move in together. And then once he got her in that crib with him, as they married, then he started kicking that ass. But before then, while they were at their separate houses, they was kicking it over each other's house. He was sweet as pie. You know what I'm saying?
There are men who that beat their wives that never put their hands on them until they got married. So they were living together and everything. And they didn't put their hands on them until they got married. I know a chick who got choked out on her wedding night because he said she was staring too hard at the groomsman. So now they lived together for 3 years before they got married.
Well, that's not the norm. The norm is if a man's going to beat you or hit you, he's going to put his hands on you well before you guys get married.
What you mean by the norm? I mean, what you mean by the norm? Explain to me this norm. Especially the norm. You know this how?
The norm means that's what's normal.
Okay, and you know
if
this
you
how?
If you look at the domestic abuse
statistics,
you will know what I'm talking about. How many men kill their girlfriends before they get married?
Hold up. You keep talking about these men killing their girlfriends. Let's talk about these old overbearing-ass women that just can't sit their ass down, who got to do everything that everything possible to provoke and attack.
You're cutting out, Cass.
What?
You're cutting out.
I mean, seriously, let's talk about these women. I mean, because you keep talking about these men. Well, come on. Women and men both do this. I mean,
yep.
it's a chance you take when you, I mean, it's a 50-50 chance that this man going to be the right one for you. It's going to be a fucked up chance that he might not be. That's just the chance you take. So you mean to tell me all y'all on here sitting there saying, well, fuck it, I'm comfortable with being single. That's what y'all telling me, right?
With being what?
Y'all comfortable with being single, right?
I am.
I'm comfortable with myself, yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to say that's bullshit, dog.
This show,
I ain't going to lie. I ain't comfortable with being single. You always want that person. You want somebody to love, regardless of, you can say, you can talk that bullshit, talk about, no, I don't need nobody but myself. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I was put on this earth for, God put me on this earth for a man, but at the same time, I'm still comfortable with being by myself.
If I find somebody, that's cool. But if I don't, I'm all right.
Can we move on to the next topic, please? Because y'all killing me with this. Everybody, if everybody comfortable with being by themselves, then fine. This conversation don't even pertain to nobody on the show.
All right.
Well, I like to have a man around because it's comfort and it's convenient for when I get horny, or I like a man to rough me up every now and then, you know, but
did you say bust you up?
Rough me up. I like it.
Oh, I thought you said bust you up. I'm like, damn. Okay.
Rough me up. But, you know, I mean, I'm not going to be with somebody that, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I would move in with a guy, because I would want to know if he's a woman beater before I married him. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, that's good
I would
to know
take that
front.
Chance. That's just a chance I would take. I can't talk on everybody else, but you know what I'm saying? That's a chance I would take. And this is Candy talking.
Oh, I mean, that's good to know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would want to move in a woman and see if she try to want to whoop my ass.
Right.
Candy, so, I'm glad you're taking a chance on us. Candy, I am glad that you're willing to take a chance on love.
Yes, I am.
I'd let a man move in with me. I'm not moving in with a man.
Yeah, we know.
Then you been stuck.
Because if we break up, he's getting the fuck out, not me. I'm not going a damn place. He is.
Well, I mean, you're great in your position, so there's no need for you to even, this conversation is null and void.
And just because I move a person in, if it doesn't work out, I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, put you out on your ass and you don't have your shit together. I'm not
okay.
That.
No,
I'm not,
I wouldn't do that either. He has to find a place.
Why do y'all keep saying if y'all move him in? Like y'all ain't going to never move in with a man. That's what I don't understand.
Because we have to protect ourselves.
I have children to take care of.
And he knows it's a package deal. He already know that.
My children are taken care of right now. Okay.
Oh, y'all talking like
and
y'all
that's a secure situation. That's a secure situation. And until I know that that situation that I would be moving into is 100% secure, I couldn't move
my
children
out of
my house.
How would you know if
you're
100%
nobody all of that.
I am.
Because I would be losing a lot if I moved out of my house to move in with a man. So I would have to know financially.
What if y'all losing the same amount? What if either way it went, both of y'all would lose something?
I really don't know how that I would handle that because I really wouldn't want to for him to lose something, and I'm not going to lose what I have that takes care of my children, and this man, especially if this man is not my children's father.
Oh, but he could sacrifice everything moving with you, but you're not willing to sacrifice anything.
I say I wouldn't want him to sacrifice his life like that either.
Well somebody got to sacrifice.
Love ain't nothing but a sacrifice, so you're going to have to try it anyway. Mm-hmm. If y'all in love, it's going to be some kind of sacrifice regardless mm-hmm. how you look at it. Mm-hmm. That's what love is.
Well, I guess right now the only people I can love is my children because I don't know how to love right, I guess.
Well,
you know, that might have been the most honest thing I've heard all night on here.
Exactly. The most honest statement I've heard all night.
All night. And I appreciate that. That was honesty.
Beside me, I was honest.
Yeah, I mean, who is that? Who just said it's besides me?
Candy.
Okay, and Candy. Gotta give you your props, too.
Okay, so what? Sweetness is lying? What am I lying about? We didn't even hear what you said. I'm asking, what am I lying about? That's what I want to know.
What are you guilty about?
Nobody's saying nobody's lying. Nobody's
you guys just said
lying.
That was the most honest thing that was said on this show the whole night.
It was. To him. He said that's the most honest answer I heard all night.
Honest
answer I heard all night. I honestly believe that. That was the most honest answer I heard all night.
Since we had this conversation, yes, it has, man. That was the most honest answer. Everybody else,
I mean,
I don't know. He got to do this or maybe this.
I don't know how to love. Okay.
I don't expect nobody to do anything that I wouldn't do. And that's just, you know, that's just point blank. You know,
that's
the thing
so
about it is,
true.
Is I made, the thing about it is for me, myself and I, and I'm not finna air no, I'm not finna go. The only person on this show that knows what I'm talking about is Candy. But I made a sacrifice by moving from Michigan City to LaPorte, which LaPorte is only 15, 20 minutes away. And that situation right there turned out to be the worst situation that I dealt with my whole entire life. You know, so the thing about it is I'm not afraid to love. And I'm not saying that I don't care about being single because everybody needs somebody. I don't care who you are.
But the thing about it is, it's good to have that person love you unconditionally, and I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid to make a sacrifice, but to a certain extent, yes, I am kind of leery of it because of the situation, how the outcome was. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just going to leave it like this. It had nothing to do with me. You know what
okay,
I'm saying? But what happened was enough for me.
Sometimes
people have their reasons for certain things that they don't want to do.
Look, stop. Look, I understand what you're saying. We all been, everybody's been burnt once or twice in their life. If
no,
not
you're
more.
Not understanding what I'm saying, Cass. You not understand,
not,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to go no further with it because it ain't nobody's business. There's only one person on here that knows what I'm talking about, and that is Candy. But see, the thing about it is there's two different situations.
Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't say I knew what you was talking about. What I'm saying is that whatever situation happened, no, I don't know what happened with you. I don't know. I mean, I only time I would know is if you tell me. I don't know, but what I'm saying is that everybody, hell, in situations that I done been through that I haven't told you. That don't mean, I mean, nevertheless, I'm not finna sit here and say, you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's situations that we all been through. Only thing I'm saying is that in order to make your life complete, I believe man was put here for woman, woman was put here for man, and I believe that in order for you to make your life complete, we need each other. Nobody can sit here and say, I don't need the other one. I mean, that's my only point that I'm trying to make.
No,
now,
no,
as far as
all
this other stuff that y'all talking about, I don't know where the fuck it came from. I was just saying, the whole conversation started off with we talking about sacrifice. Now, everybody keep talking about what they're not going to sacrifice. Okay, that's fine, well, good. But now, my only thing is, you're not going to sacrifice nothing. You're not going to get nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. That's just the bottom line.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Speak, brother, speak.
That was better cast for today's sermon.
Boy, this was a...
We have the collection plate going around right now. Please, please, put your money in there.
I'll fuck
you in the bar. All right.
He ain't bring it, did you?
Everybody's feeling better now.
It's it over? Uh-oh, we've got, looks like Janine called back. Janine called back in the last 7 minutes of the show.
I know.
What you got for us?
Nothing. I was just trying to see what was going on. It seems like y'all didn't calm down.
Ooh, they was hostile. They was hostile.
Oh, was they?
Yeah, they was hostile. The natives are restless. We had to call in Brother Cass from the Church of Sin City to give a sermon.
It's all good.
Oh. Well, everybody has their own opinion on what they do.
Right, that's their right, you know.
That's their right. That's their life.
Very true.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I'm just saying, you know, I think we lumping all the brothers in the same category. Honestly, like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's standing out here. You just got to look for it. You know what I'm saying? You can't settle for that brother that's... I mean, it's just like this man over here might be making $100,000 a year. This man over here making $30,000 a year. You want the $100,000 a year, man, because he got more money. But that's the
one that's
in your ass every day.
What kills me is how I say don't settle, and then when I say I'm not settling or I'm being too much, I'm being controlling, I'm being a mess, whatever. I know what type of man I want. That's the thing.
Okay. Do you really? What type of man you want?
Oh,
Oh, my God.
That is
blasphemous. Please, first of all, I want a man who has God in, at the head of his life. If God ain't at the head of his life, then I don't, you know, there's no room for me and him. I want him to be stable, both mentally and physically, emotionally, and have the desire to desire and ability to work.
And all the things that you're asking of the man, you could provide also, right?
I've been doing it all by myself anyway. So, of course.
You say you keep doing it by yourself, what you going to do for him? Because all you keep talking about is what you're doing for your kids. What you going to
do
for
him? So you just asked me what kind of man I wanted, and I'm told you that.
For him. What you going to do for him?
Everything that I'm supposed to. Everything that I'm supposed to.
And what is that supposed to?
Because you've been smoking the whole show. I heard you exhale 5 or 6 times.
Thank you. I'm enjoying myself. Congratulations. Yeah.
That's crazy. Hell no.
If he tells me to quit smoking, guess what? Help me. Help me, because it's hard. If he wants me to quit smoking, help me, because it's hard. And if he does that, then we can conquer it all. Let's do it.
Oh, he got to help you. Why you can't help yourself?
Because it's hard, nigga. What?
Nigga, you're going to be by yourself. That's
no, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. If it's not bothering me, I'm smoking. If he's telling me that, oh, I can't be with you because you are smoking, and if he loves me, then he'll help me. He'll help me go through the whatever it is I'm going to go through to quit. Because that's not something that I can say I can quit cold turkey.
You don't want to help yourself, why should I help you?
Because you don't love me.
I love you, baby, but I ain't going to help you. If you let
and
you
don't love me. And you don't love me. You don't love me. Just like that dude on Why Did I Get Married? He complained about that girl being big. The other dude loved her. He wanted to see her healthy. He went to the gym and helped her lose weight.
Oh,
so if this man loves me, then he can help me quit smoking.
But if you ain't helping yourself, what am I supposed to do?
You didn't hear my answer. If I made the decision to quit and I'm saying help me, that means I made that decision. I made that first step.
You're not helping yourself.
Her willpower is not strong. Willpower is not strong.
Okay.
Willpower is not strong because I smoked weed for 15 years and quit.
How you know I was smoking reefer?
Because you can tell by the way you inhaling it.
Everybody can tell the way you inhaling it.
Smoking.
Whatever.
Honey, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Oh my God. It kills me. It kills me.
I feel your pain.
It is what it is. It is what it is. Like I said.
I'm not a cigarette like that.
If the man wants to be with me and I ask for his help, like if he needed to quit smoking so he can get a job, okay, and he needs my help, guess what? I'm going to help him.
So you need help?
No, I don't.
You need help, boo?
No, I don't, because I don't want to quit.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
That's
what's up. Wow. But if I was dating somebody who didn't like me smoking, then that and we're working on something, then let's work on helping me get through this, because it's not something that I want to quit.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, y'all first start dating in the beginning. He tell you up front, early. I don't really deal with women that smoke, you know. But you feeling them, so you're not even gonna try.
No, if he tells me early in the relationship, I really feel women that smoke. Okay, well, I'm letting you know that I have been smoking up and do you want to talk to? If you want to continue to talk to me after that,
then I'm not going to disrespect you by smoking in your face, by smoking when you're around me. Now, and if you say, I would like for you to quit smoking, then I would make that decision on how our relationship is going.
Okay.
Cocaine is a powerful drug.
I don't know nothing about cocaine.
just a Rick James monologue, that's all, baby. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with marijuana, girl.
Shit. In the immortal words of my man.
Shit.
Fuck marijuana. Just say no. Say no to drugs, yes to alcohol.
Cigarettes worse than marijuana. Alcohol worse than marijuana.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, and all the reason why marijuana is not legal is because of taxes.
I ain't never heard of how I go out on the killing
spree. Right, I watched Dr. Oz today, and oh my goodness.
I never heard no shit like that.
What?
Well,
Dr. Oz told you to smoke weed.
I honestly.
I thought Dr. Oz told people to smoke.
He had Montel Williams on there, and he agreed with the use medical use of marijuana. He agreed with that. And then they also made the point that really,
Father, Norm, either one of you motherfuckers got a prescription for marijuana. Quit
all. What?
I got no prescription for marijuana, so stop.
It's illegal in Indiana. Stop playing with me.
Well, move to California.
Hey, if I could, I would. Please believe me.
Yeah, damn right, I'll be right with you.
Thank you.
Get off that girl and her marijuana. Y'all gonna start ganging up on her.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna take you some medication right now.
Thank
you. Shit. Talking about marijuana. Only reason.
What
else? Only reason.
I function just as well as the next motherfucker. I function.
You know what? I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Whatever you do is what you do. Damn it.
Just say no.
Whatever.
Any last word?
Good.
Whatever.
Can we get to the last words, please, bro? We done ran over time.
Big time. Kenny, any last words?
Nice show. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love and hair grease. Buddy, any last words?
Whatever.
What
up? Oh my goodness.
Any last words?
Homie.
Weakness.
Oh,
it was a good show.
Chrissy girl. Last words?
Nope. Damn.
Weak?
Good show, fellas. And ladies, there are good men out there. Y'all need to stop hating all the time. Don't that one apple don't mess it up for everybody now.
Where's all the hostility coming from?
I have no idea. Hey, I was cool tonight.
I see.
You know, usually I'm the one. I go with you. You got any last words, sweetheart, before we get up out of here?
Nah, I'm good. I'm about to eat my white cast.
You got any last words, dog?
Yeah, for everybody that keep believing all that shit.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I'm out.
All right. Peace, love, and head grease.